Failed Texas Democrat candidate sounds alarm. 2022 could be major setback for Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on May 3, 2021. Failed special election Democrat candidate Jana Lynn Sanchez has sounded the alarm that 2022 could be a major setback for Democrats if they lose their slim majority in the House of Representatives. Sanchez, after not receiving enough votes last Saturday to make the special election runoff, has a very strong message for the Democrats. Sanchez lost by fewer than 400 votes to come in third place. Republican candidates did extremely well, edging out the rest of the field. Sanchez said the Republicans received an overwhelming majority, 62%, of the total voters. Sanchez continued to say, "All the things I thought would have motivated Democrats to come and vote failed." She believes if the Democrats continue to fail at getting voters out and don't organize and prepare, the 2022 midterms will be a major setback for the Democrats trying to enact House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA, partisan socialist agenda in Washington, D.C. The top two candidates that garnished the most votes are set to move on to a runoff. The top two candidates from the 23 who ran were Republican, causing a huge blow to Pelosi's one opportunity at padding her very slim majority from the six congressional special elections happening this year. The two Texas Republicans were Susan Wright, widow to the late Representative Ron Wright, RTX, whose seat the special election was held to fill. She received the most votes with 19%. Former President Donald Trump endorsed Wright. State Representative Jake Alzey, Waxahachie, came in second place behind Wright with close to 14% of the vote, which was just enough to secure a spot in the runoff, edging out Sanchez by fewer than 400 votes.